Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? Mm-hmm. What's happening? Welcome back to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
Hey, man. I'm your host, Big John, mm-hmm. along with my co-host,
Skin Tone.
Pause, yeah, indeed. But it's necessary.
It's their skin tone, yeah, not my skin tone.
I get it. Skin tone. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
bro.
There it is.
Skin, because we are doing another episode of Players Club.
Yeah, yeah.
We did it. We started off with Alex Thomas. Shout out to Alex Thomas. Yeah, for sure. He played Clyde in mm-hmm. the project, mm-hmm. and I definitely wanted to do it again because Alex Thomas is one of the comedians, actors, writers that I grew up watching and, yep. and was very influenced by.
Yep.
And this, honestly, that particular episode, I wanted to talk a lot about him.
Yeah.
And the movie.
Yeah.
And we got carried away.
More interview. Yeah.
And I don't regret it. I would do it again.
Hell yeah.
However, I definitely do want to give you guys give you more takes mm-hmm. and more conversation about Players Club because it's one of my favorite films.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to talk about it. Once again, Players Club, written by Ice Cube, directed by Ice Cube. And if Ice Cube really wrote this himself, not saying mm-hmm. I don't deny it, but that's just another testament to his brilliance to me.
Yeah.
It's a hood classic for me. It's a hood film, but it's a movie for the hood, and it's a story. It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story that could really happen in real life.
Happens probably way too often
right.
in real life.
Even the nigga getting, maybe not the bazooka.
Yeah.
But a strip club getting shot up.
This is true.
It's possible.
This is true.
He directed it too. So this dude is just a ball of talent, man.
Yeah.
Ice Cube. He has two different careers. Him as Ice Cube from NWA, mm-hmm. Ice Cube, the solo artist, and Ice Cube, the writer, director, and producer of these.
He's phenomenal, man.
He's a beast.
He's phenomenal.
He is, man.
This is his directorial debut.
As it should
as
be.
As well.
Yep.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Ray McCoy. Lisa mm-hmm. Ray plays Diamond, Dick Anthony Williams, and Judy Ann Elder, and amongst other people.
Yep.
You know, at this time, it was a lot of celebrities in it, but of course, you got Michael Clark Duncan, you got, and you got Alex Thomas.
Yeah.
Boom. Bernie Mac. Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great cast.
You got everything that you need.
Yes, indeed.
Charlie Murphy.
Come on. Terrence Howard.
Faison Love.
All that.
I love...
James Amos.
Yeah. James Amos.
Yeah.
I love early, sleazy Terrence Howard. Like before he got the guitar and mm-hmm. like, you know... And connected with the Celestials,
uh-huh.
you know he plays a great light skinned thug, right? Like great Southern thug, you know from DJ to this character to the character he even played in Dead Presidents,
Presidents, yeah.
He just plays a great slimy thug. Right.
Yes, And then he turned around and played a good, wholesome lawyer in that TV show on BET back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a dope ass
He's got range.
He definitely has range.
A little crazy, but definitely he's got range.
He's a different guy, but he's very talented.
He's an artist. That's a better way.
All right, so here we go. Players Club, Issa Rae's character Diamond, she's a young girl growing up in Atlanta. And she wants to go to school, wants to go to a black school. Mm-hmm. Her dad wants her to go to a premium, basically a Harvard, if you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. if she could. But she wants to go to Spelman or Clark or, you know what I'm saying? So in order to, he's not going to pay for her to go to school. So in order for her to go to get her college education, she has to make money, a lot of it, to mm-hmm. pay for tuition. It's expensive. So instead of working at as a diner or at a shoe store, mm-hmm. like she started off doing, she starts stripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so she started using what she has to get what she wants, and what she wants is a college education. Mm-hmm. So she strips to make money for that. Has a regular boyfriend. She's in a relationship. She has a son, and that's how she's making her honest living, doing something that's not illegal, but it's definitely not. It's frowned upon.
Right,
she's a stripper.
Right.
All right. So that's where it starts. Ronnie Trix are the OG mm-hmm. stripper chicks in the game.
Yep.
They kind of get her into like making more money easier mm-hmm. and faster mm-hmm. and more. And she ends up moving a little too fast as a young girl. And she gets into a little sexual experience with Ronnie, who's like this big stud, sexy chick.
Yeah,
stud. Femme sexy. Kind of stud. She's an alpha. Alpha lesbian.
Yeah.
If that's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What would
she be in the lesbian homie? She wouldn't be a stud necessarily, but she wouldn't be a femme. But even though she is feminine,
she's like almost asexual, right? Because I didn't come across thinking that she was a lesbian. I just came across thinking that she get down.
No, I honestly think this. I think she was attracted to Diamond.
Yeah.
Because even after the fact, remember she came into the locker room and you got what I want, so you're going to give it to me. I'm going to take it.
Right.
Inside the locker room. Yeah. I get what you're saying. She might not be, but.
She seemed bisexual.
Definitely bisexual.
Like, was she smashing them old dudes in the tub too?
She probably would for the
That's
red,
what I'm saying.
For the red, she definitely, yeah.
So I think
they want to see something else. They want to see you go down.
She like what she like.
She like what she like.
And get at what she get at. That's
exactly.
That's it.
I'm in the mood for you tonight.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's Ronnie.
And it could be about control.
Facts.
Right? You know?
It's definitely a mental situation.
Right. I'm going to use this movie. I've been talking about releasing some additional content on the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Tone's Hot Takes Reheated, right? Boom. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because I've got some interesting thoughts about who the real villain in this movie is.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I got some real thoughts about... You know, and I'll touch on it briefly here because we got some other things to do. But, like, I think everybody kind of positions that maybe the villain is Ronnie
mm-hmm.
or maybe, you know, like, the villain is, what's her cousin's name? What am I drawing?
Ebony.
Ebony.
Uh-huh. Ebony, not a villain for sure. Not a villain.
An argument could be made that Diamond is the villain.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. So let me make a thin case.
Yeah. Help me. Help me understand this one.
So Diamond's job was to take care of Ebony.
Right.
She failed miserably.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Failed Ebony in every way possible. So everything that happened to Ebony is a direct result of the failure of her big cousin.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
That's hilarious. Right? Like,
I'm hearing you. Like I hear what you're saying.
Diamond is the one that brought her up into that club,
mm-hmm.
knowing how they get down in that club. Diamond was the one that never called that little girl's mom to be like, she out here wilding. Diamond is the one that didn't, you know, galvanize the support of her family to help, you know, get Ebony together. And when Ebony calls, despite all the shit that Ebony does, Ebony's foul. I'm not saying she's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
When Ebony calls when she's at Junior's party and she calls Diamond and she says, I'm scared and I'm not comfortable, right? And Diamond hangs up and doesn't show up. The fact that Diamond does show up later means that Diamond understood the danger that Ebony was in, right? For her to even show up at the house means that she needed to, and she slow walked her ass into that situation where she knew the girl was in trouble.
After the date.
After the date,
mm-hmm.
right? after the date. So to me, all of that really kind of like points a picture that like I think Ebony's the villain. But ultimately, the real villain is Diamond's daddy. The real villain is Diamond, and it's for everything that you just said. Listen, I'm not disrespecting or anyone that works in as a stripper or works in the sex business, right? Like, you know, but as a father,
yeah,
you're supposed to do everything that you can to keep your daughter off the pole.
That's crazy.
No dad prefers that his kid is on the
pole. And no dad is going to sit back and let it happen if there's a way not to.
And when you live in the same neighborhood, okay? It would be one thing if my daughter is in Texas stripping and I'm in California and I don't have any money or resources. Pops was paid.
A big-ass house.
Big-ass house. The girl is in your own neighborhood. And whatever it is, you can't bring yourself to give her the money that she needs to supplement the dough from the shoe store to keep her off the pole. So none of this happens if he's not a better father.
Oh, okay. Now you mixed two takes.
No, those are
two different takes.
Yeah.
Let me address the first take.
Uh-huh.
Diamond is not the villain.
Yeah.
I think she is a contributor to failure. She definitely failed.
Yeah.
And she could have did a better job. Definitely don't put your
she's
cousin.
She's not the hero.
You don't put your cousin, true.
Yeah.
You don't put your cousin in the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the flip side is, how is it too good for, not good enough for you, but it's good enough for me?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you, she's a hypocrite at this point.
Yeah.
But then, or you can just be like, hey, I'm a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. I'm going, unless she was going to college,
mm-hmm.
you need to work at that shoe store and you don't got no other bills, but you staying with me.
Right.
You don't need, you good. You going, you, yeah, you're not you going to strip like pay, me.
You,
I'm stripping because your uncle, my father, won't let me go to college under his dime.
Right.
On his dime. He refused to mm-hmm. pay for me to go to this black school.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to do what I got to do. Yeah. You don't have to do that. You can stay with me.
Not for you.
You can stay with me. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So she should have stayed there. She should have started there and stood on that.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She allows Ebony to strip too. Mm-hmm. And one thing, real quick, I'm upset. They never let Ebony be on the pole. I never saw her on stage.
We need to see that.
I never saw
them outfits.
I saw them outfits.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I never saw Ebony out there doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see that.
Yeah, going.
You know what I mean? But on the serious note, Diamond, her energy was right as far as I want to keep my cousin safe. She kept asking, well, y'all seen Ebony? Y'all seen mm-hmm. Ebony? Y'all seen mm-hmm. Ebony? And Ebony was never around for her to be to keep tabs on.
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying, but you living in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really do that because I was going to say, she could be like, if you're going to live here, you're going to not do this.
Right.
You're not hanging out with Trix and Ronnie.
Right.
But then I won't live here then.
Yeah.
Then that would defeat the purpose of being able to keep track on her, keep tabs on her.
I mean, the thing is that, like, Diamond walked her in there and sitting next to her while they talking to Dollar Bill, right? You vouched for her.
Right.
And so you could have easily been like, you can stay with me rent free, but you got to get a job and you can't work where I work because I don't want you there. These are the terms.
Right.
If this is not agreeable, you can go stay with my mom and dad, or you can take your ass back to Florida.
Right. That's off top.
Right.
So I won't trip in the writing. I don't think that's the bad writing.
No.
Just think that just makes us not really care too much about Diamond as much as we probably should.
This movie is incredibly fun to analyze like this.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because there's a lot to do. But yeah, like again, and not to disparage, no one should ever be taken advantage of when they are under the influence. But it was Diamond's ass that got drunk as fuck hanging out with Trixie and Ronnie for that situation, right?
She was like, Ebony.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, so if you know how they did you, like, that would be red flag forever. You wouldn't let them girls nowhere near
your cousin.
I barely
didn't even talk to you.
Right.
Let alone, I'm telling my cousin everything they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you still rock with them, that means you don't rock with me like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we didn't have an argument. We didn't fall out.
Yeah.
They assaulted me.
Yeah.
They, you know what I'm saying? She
fundamental failures.
Yeah.
Every stripper in that club knows not to go to Junior's bachelor party. Every stripper in the club knows because Monty done asked every stripper in the club.
I'm cool. Junior, right. Hell nah.
Diamond, you wouldn't have had a conversation with Ebony about Junior's bachelor party?
You didn't know?
You didn't know? Come on. Everybody knows. You could have told her, don't ever go. Don't do it.
Let me tell you something. You're going to get drunk and something bad going to happen to you because it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't. And you, if you think you're smarter than me, think about it. Why? How would you be smarter than me?
Right.
You're doing the exact same thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let's just start.
And none of this should have happened anyway because she should have never been working at
the
club.
Right. So. I'm going to get to that dad, the dad take in a minute, but mm-hmm. I want to just kind of like go through a couple of these different scenes and mm-hmm. these characters and these plots. There's a few subplots.
Yeah.
Dollar Bill. The owner of the Players Club is in high debt, heavy debt. He got this. The strip club wasn't bad. They made it. Was it a bad strip club?
I feel like it was a shitty strip club.
Obviously, they made it seem that way, but there was chicks in there looking good. And there was a hella yams in there.
So the only thing, you're easy to please.
Yeah,
you
true, like some yams. True. You give me some yams, I think I'm large in the charge.
Right.
I'm in there. But, and then you got Diamond.
Yeah.
And you got Ronnie. Tricks, no.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I'll take her down too. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to see her in the strip club.
Even though Lisa Ray is fine, she's not a good stripper.
That's the case. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
First of all, we saw her work. Here's two evidence that it's mm-hmm. a shit club. The first is Jamie Foxx is always talking about what a shitty club it is on the mic.
Which is crazy
right,
to me.
Right. That's the first thing. The second thing, when the bartender goes into the dressing room, and she says, it stinks in here, right?
It's so stinky here.
To me, those are two pieces of evidence, you know what I mean, that it's a shitty club. And we know that, like, Dollar Bill is not an effective manager.
Right.
Right? So to me, it's like, this is probably a crummy place.
But, okay, when you got nigga, but it was never not packed in there.
It's true.
And they was pulling up in limos.
And Luke showed up.
Luke showed up, bro.
Okay, so
this is a king of strip music.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe it is okay.
I think, and maybe Jamie Foxx's character, Blue, they love Blue so much because he is dissing the club that's dope.
That's his
thing.
He's
a comedian as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So Dollar Bill, no. Keep telling jokes.
Yeah, I like that.
Keep being funny. I like that. And talk your shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can see him doing that.
He was on your toes.
Yeah, yeah. You're quicking your feet there,
Yeah.
Nice job. Bernie Mac. In peace, bro. Yeah. Good Lord.
He's fantastic, man.
Has there been someone else like him? No.
There never will be.
So that's crazy. All right, so here we go. Blue got St. Louis looking for him. St. Louis got two young goons
mm-hmm.
Under him. Terrence Howard's character and
Charlie Murphy.
And Charlie Murphy's character. Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got a second tier of goons.
The JV goons.
Right. Yeah. And I just refuse to believe that this movie is probably in the course of a few months.
For
90 days?
Because basically, I think they call out that, like, Ebony only been there for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? I mm-hmm. think they call out something like that. It's been a minute since, like, I didn't rewatch it again for this, but I think she's only been in town for like 4 weeks. Cause I think Diamond says something. You know, you have been out here 3 weeks and you drinking and smoking and stuff. So it's gotta be 6 weeks max.
Right. So almost 2 months.
Yeah.
And they can't find Dollar Bill that one time.
That's hilarious. Right.
He got another loan shark or another like hitman or whatever mm-hmm. walking up in his house.
Yes. Yes.
I'm assuming he's separate. No, he said St. Louis sent me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then St. Louis sent him.
Yeah.
St. Louis sent him there. So St. Louis got Charlie Murphy, Terrence Howard,
mm-hmm.
Alex Thomas, Ice Cube,
yeah.
And this fifth dude who's scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't find out the bill at all?
Come on now.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I'll take it. I'll take it. For the sake of the film and the comedy and everything.
I get it. I mean, like St. Louis, for a guy rolling around in bazookas, he's awfully patient.
Yeah.
Right? It would seem that all it would take is for the varsity goons to walk to the door, to put a gun in Ezell's face, and say, take me the dollar bill.
Yeah.
At any point in time, right?
Right.
Run up in there, tell the bartender, put a gun in the bartender's face, is dollar bill here? Yes. Take me to him.
Right.
Right? So the fact that that didn't happen, and again, it's for a movie, I understand.
You keep telling me he not here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, check this out.
Now, the nigga was disappearing in walls and out of walls and all of that. So,
yeah, he was.
You know, so he could have been slippery.
But I'd rather them a scene where we go into the office and see he not in there.
Right.
He didn't went through a trap door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll take that. If they actually went inside the place, because you got Clyde and how often do you see the owner of the club walking through the club?
Right.
He's going to be in the back.
Right, exactly.
So
exactly.
Clyde and Reggie is sitting there looking around. Mm-hmm. They really ended up just watching strippers.
I mean, it would have been easy for Charlie Murphy and then once they get pulled over, when they got dollar bill in the trunk, and the guys take them in to see if they got running warrants. Once they get their phone call, they make a phone call to St. Louis, send the JV team. He's in the car on the side of the street. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we got pulled over, but I left the car on the side of the road.
Right.
Then you call Clyde and them. They pick up the car. Movie's over. Right.
Movie's over.
Right.
It don't have
but
to
that
be,
part,
though.
Yeah.
It don't have to be because you get the plot will have to thicken up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You take him and now you got him in front of the dollar bill or in front of St. Louis. But we never really seen St. Louis to the end. That was by design.
Yeah.
I get it. He probably had.
That worked.
He probably had St. Louis there for one day.
Yeah.
For those on night set. Scenes.
Yeah.
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 So. I mean, I'm nitpicking because I love this film.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that happens in the movie, I'm gonna address the villain, Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of shit. All right, no, not saying that. Not a piece of shit. Piece of shit is like when you like
a bad dad.
Kids.
Yeah,
he just was a bad dad, and the mom wasn't. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
because your wife should the wife should pressure the father.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is stripping Mr. Armstrong. His name is probably gonna be William.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is stripping William. She's taking the clothes off for money to pay for school that you won't pay for it.
Yeah,
and you got more than enough money. I want her to go to Ivy League school, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's not gonna go there.
We gotta get her off the pole.
You would think that Diamond had a single mother that was probably
exactly
a mother of eight,
like again,
and on drugs and no dad.
They live.
She's middle class.
They live close. They're middle class. They live close enough for her to drop her baby off when she's going
on
her shift
on the way home
and pick him up. Come on, like you know, I gotta believe that. Like that relation. That the failure to mend that relationship to keep Diamond off the pole is.
Yeah, so
that should have happened.
And so there's no here's the thing. I get the father was like, "Well, shit, if you're not gonna do what I say, you're gonna leave this house, and you're not gonna cut off,
right?
Okay,
but
cool."
But
daughter was like, "Well, shit, I'll be cut off. I'm gonna go strip to pay for the college I want to go to.
Let's talk.
And let's say this. Possibly like, well, shit, she made a decision as a young woman. I'm gonna let her stand on business.
Yeah,
but how long?
Exactly.
For
4 years, long? you let your daughter strip for 4 years.
She's a senior in high school. She's a senior. She's a senior in college, still stripping 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because she ain't got pregnant again, and maybe because she ain't got strung out on dope. Maybe he was.
Look what happened to your baby girl, because you
look what happened to your niece.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, and you the head of the family.
But yo, how many of your daughters and nieces got to get raped?
That's what I'm
for
saying.
You to,
oh,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Your daughter, who probably didn't tell you, obviously, and your niece.
And obviously, the rest of the family feel like you are the most stable. That's why they sending Ebony up there.
Yeah.
He got a big house in Atlanta.
Go.
Got a lot of money.
Go stay with William and Cheryl.
Yeah. And fundamentally failing.
And the daughter that's in college right now, she's a senior.
She's a senior.
Little do auntie know, your niece is stripping.
Yeah.
And she about to have your daughter on the pole, too. I'm leaving Florida. Mm-hmm. What was he doing in Florida at 18? Nothing, probably stinking out the house.
Yep.
Going on dates and shit. But she didn't have no babies. You know what I'm saying?
She should have been in city college.
Old girl had a baby in high school.
Right.
Diamond had a baby before she even got to college.
Mm-hmm. So Diamond was wilding. You know,
super wilding.
But I got to feel like, as a father, I got to do everything that I can to keep my daughter off the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And if for whatever reason she's on the pole, I got to do whatever I got to do to get her off.
Get her off.
That's I got to make sure that she whatever her last shift was her last shift.
Yeah. Once you find out this is how she paying for college, mm-hmm. she's serious.
Yeah.
She's serious enough to degrade herself to for the better good, for mm-hmm. the greater good of her future.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to help her out.
Yeah. And especially.
She stood on business and she didn't ask you for nothing else.
I get it. And especially after they mended their relationship, which she says in kind of like one of the monologues. Yeah. Then at that point, like, there's no beef. Do what you got to do, man.
Pops is stubborn. You that stubborn, Pops? You gonna let your daughter on the pole?
Do what you gotta
do. What's your homie saying? What's your brother saying? Your sisters
right.
and your relatives and the niggas at church and shit. Hey, bro, you got Diamond. You got Diana out here stripping because you don't want to pay for her tuition.
Small town.
She's paying for her own tuition to the college she wants to go to, and because you don't want to go to you don't want her to go to the college of her choice. Mm-hmm. You gonna let her strip?
Yeah.
You're a buster, bro.
And that's another little nitpick that, like, when I was in college, one of the girls at the school got roped into some porn. She did a porn, right?
Uh-huh. Excuse me.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
This was before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That VHS tape got around.
Ooh, it got around.
It got around. I don't think it's possible for Diamond to be stripping 4 years.
Come on, man.
And nobody know.
Nobody know.
Right.
And her parents do. I hope you ain't got that girl at that club dancing with
you. Yeah.
And then she, huh?
Right.
Well, are you that concerned?
Yeah. Even
the homie. Parents is whack.
Even homie that, like, who did some unbelievable shit. Like, no real person would ever do that. To throw dollars at a stripper line for graduation.
Unless he had beef with her, he didn't. That's what I'm saying. Unless it's realistic if he had a personal issue with her.
No,
like maybe she dissed him one day, or
he didn't even know her.
He didn't know her. They just told her, oh, she be at the stripper. She be at the Players Club. Yeah,
let me disrespect her like that. That didn't make any sense. But you want me to believe that Diamond went to college for 4 years, and that was the first time somebody recognized her from the club.
No, I don't think so. I think that I think at this point, this is the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
They might have just found out, and they told these particular people just found out.
Yeah,
but the word didn't get around. Yeah. The word got around a long time ago. And here's the thing: maybe the stripper club ain't that cracking.
Exactly,
because strippers make way more money to where you got to still strip for 4 years.
Yeah.
Just to put yourself through college
in a Tercel.
Come on, man.
Like, whatever her whip was.
Come on,
was,
man.
You know.
So you got to go hoe too, like Ronnie did, to get a Honda, to get something better than a Honda Civic?
Come on.
Nah.
Come on.
She
don't make a lot of tips. Right?
Like, but she had Myron.
Yeah.
Myron was a customer for years. For at least four.
He was steady.
Steady.
Yeah.
So he giving her a quarter of his check every week.
I'll give you one other kind of like little take before, you know, we hand out a couple of awards and stuff like that, if they're not any more hot takes. Stanley, the professor, Stanley, it's got to be the most upstanding motherfucker ever.
Upstanding! Upstanding.
He's got to be the most decent guy.
He's like me.
Ever.
Bro. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
What I do, you know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, He's professional. His job is I do my job at work.
Right.
I'm sitting around all these women and we do our jobs and we go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And not ever do I try to push that line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me say this. I'm also married too.
Right.
If I was single, that might be a different story. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta know if Professor is single or not.
Mm-hmm.
If he's married, even though a lot of times niggas don't care,
yeah.
but some men do. If he's married, if the professor is married, I can see why he's being upstanding because he's just, you know.
I'm a married man. I'm not trying to smash you anyway.
Bro, there's no way that if he pressed her to smash or pressed her to date and this and the other, that she wouldn't go for it. I know that he's her professor and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He didn't even try.
You know.
Once he find out that you out there shaking cake,
yeah,
nah, man. Throwing yams around.
He was at the club.
In the club.
He was in the club.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, you know, so he's the type of man to go to a club to, you know what I mean? So
he, for some reason, the energy he gave me, his body language made me feel like he was there with his friend that was celebrating something.
Somebody's bachelor party.
Come on, Mike. You out here with us. Come on, Mike.
You don't really like that place or whatever.
It's for Stan, man. Mm-hmm. It's for Jake. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right.
You don't really like going to them spots, but, you know, I'm down. But I mean, he handled it so well.
Too well.
he handled it a little too well, right?
Professor is not, and he a young professor.
Yeah.
He looked like he's same age as Stanley.
Yeah.
I mean, he the same age as Lance.
Yeah.
He looked like the same age as Lance.
I guess somebody had to be a decent guy. Because,
right.
I mean, it
even her dude, Lance, was scumbag.
Yeah, it would have made sense for Professor Stanley to be like, so, what, you know?
Yeah,
like, he just
about
that. Like, he just handled it so smooth. Like, he wasn't interested or attracted at all. Right? That feels a little unrealistic.
Yeah, he should have been the older older professor.
Yeah.
And he should have, especially, why make him so young if he never was going to press?
Right.
He could have been Lawrence Fishburne's character in Higher Learning. He could have been that old.
That's what I'm saying.
And he could have been like, I got a daughter, I got a niece that's around your age.
Now Cube throws a bone the same way Michael Jai and all of the, you know, that's his guy.
That must be somebody he knows.
That's his boy, because he was on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
He got him a role, you know.
He looking up.
But it was, I would have felt.
We're nitpicking, and it's fine.
Because she's. Like, you can't have a character totally ignore a woman's beauty.
Right. Not like that.
It was just too clinical. Yeah. It was too clinical. And I like how he made her not feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just was kind of like, I don't know if I could have been. Let me tell you why.
Ice Cube, I'm about to, we just jumped on you. I'm about to defend you. Mm-hmm. And it's about to make sense. This is what happened. He is a young, attractive career man. Mm-hmm. Pause. Mm-hmm. Right? Nice guy.
Educated.
If he pops at her, there's no blue.
Mm-hmm.
Lance is getting dumped.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that she's going to fall for.
The one that
we can't have him. There's no reason for him to pop at her because there's no way she turns him down.
Mm-hmm.
And you being my teacher is not enough.
Yeah.
Because you're about to graduate.
Right, right.
You finna graduate.
And you're right. You're right about that.
I like the guy. The character's mm-hmm. the character was dope. We don't need to exchange him for anybody else. But for the sake for it to feel a little bit more realistic,
mm-hmm.
That's the guy that she's supposed to be with.
And some men, like,
excuse me,
dating a stripper is a non-starter.
Right.
They couldn't. They would never do it.
And maybe that's why.
And maybe he was like,
oh, she dances and she young.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. You know. But I don't mess with girls that have ever done that.
Right. Judge you either.
There's no judgment. Just want you to let you know it's cool. I'm not tripping. I mean, if he had said that, like,
we should have had this a quick scene. Mm-hmm. It could have been that same scene when she was on the ground
mm-hmm.
on the blanket.
Yeah.
Reading, or it could have been another scene, quick one, mm-hmm. where she kind of flirted with him. He was like, you know, hey,
mm-hmm.
you're a very nice young lady.
Yeah.
You have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm with someone, or I'm married.
Yeah. Or I don't date students.
I don't date students.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be graduating soon. Focus on your final.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's a little bit more realistic.
That's
a little bit more realistic. Because he acknowledged, you know, you ran out of there like my, you know, like I forget what he said. Like,
yeah, but what the analogy was.
Yeah, but it was something about some sort of school shit.
Uh-huh.
Like some class shit.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Wish you ran a class that fast. Or,
right.
You know,
right.
Something like that.
Or he could have just been one of them square niggas, though.
I mean, he is Stanley.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he is Stanley.
He is Stanley. Okay, let's get into some awards really quick. Any other little things? I mean,
The relationship between Blue and Diamond, it works.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yep, yep.
Working in the place. He's like her. He's in the place that he shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be in that place. He should be a DJ at a store, at a DJ station. Radio station.
Right.
He should be at a radio station. He should be Martin Lawrence.
Call that out? Didn't they say that, like, he was also spinning at the radio station?
If he did, I don't remember.
Okay.
But that should have been the conversation. So what do you do outside of this? Like, you know, I wanna have my own station one day. I wanna run mm-hmm. my own station. I wanna be up there with Big Boy or the Baker Boys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that for you, blah, blah, blah. Something small.
Yeah.
They should have had a better date conversation.
Two more little quick questions.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the movie, Ebony's face is fucked up. She working at the shoe store.
Swole
up.
Make it swole.
Doesn't it make sense that they would have sent Ebony home? Like in all the evidence point out that, like, Atlanta ain't working out for you, right? Like, doesn't it make sense?
Hey, she got a jaw busted.
She got fucked up.
And she probably got, there's no way she has all her teeth still.
Ebony's mama would have been like, send her home.
fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? She would not still There's be no in Atlanta. Way
Ebony never got done like that in Florida, let alone less than a quarter of a year.
Four weeks, nigga. Like, I send her to you, and 4 weeks later, she's a stripper. She's been raped. She's been beat.
Whoa.
She's lost her teeth.
Whoa. I might not even talk to my sister or my brother
ever again. Ever again.
There's no way she's standing up there.
There's no way that Ebony was not better off at home.
Right. There's no way.
Than what she was in Atlanta.
There's no way she starts off at the Players Club and ends up at the same shoe store that Diamond started. She should have started there.
Yeah, that's where she should have started. That's where, back to Diamond's
right.
culpability.
And Ebony should have been like, it's almost like, did she ever tell Ebony, no, you can't work here?
Yeah.
At the strip club?
Right.
It looked like she introduced her, like, here, come to my job. I'm going to hook you up with a job I have.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking to myself, like, I would have rather seen Ebony work at the shoe store, see Diamond make this bread, and then be like, I'm trying to get money with y'all niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And just show and do it on our own.
Right.
And have Diamond run into her in the club. What, like, what the fuck are you doing
what
here?
What are you doing here?
I wouldn't got a job like you. That makes a lot more sense.
But that's nitpicking, but that is a better plot.
Yeah.
A better part of a plot.
Yeah.
Is that Ebony defied her bigger cousin, older cousin, mm-hmm. and just did what she wanted. Well, you can't tell me I can't do it. You did it.
Right.
You're doing it right now.
Right, right.
Well, I'm doing it for a reason. I'm going to college. Well, maybe I might go to college too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Something.
The other thing is, this is what they do at the end monologue. Is it possible for a stripper to also be a news reporter in the same city? Right, like,
oh yeah, she can't. She got to go from Atlanta.
She got
to
go somewhere else.
Macon.
Yeah, she can't. I don't even know.
She can go to Macon. You can leave Atlanta to go to Macon. You can leave Atlanta and go to Savannah.
She may need to go to Louisiana, right?
Okay,
you know what I mean? Because I just don't think like that job is so premium that like the background check on reporters, you can't. You know, like. These reporters have kind of squeaky clean backgrounds.
Okay.
Like, you know, and so.
You got to be the face of
somebody would have been like, you know, she used to work at the Players Club. And it'd be like, well, you can't do the news.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we can't send, you know, it's unfortunate, but there's a stigma, attached to it, right?
I wonder how true that. I know you said that like, they have squeaky clean records.
Mm-hmm.
Squeaky clean. But. I wonder.
I mean, I just think like you kind of see it on the news like all the time where, I mean, I bet you that there are more women that have stripped that went and got teacher's credentials and work in schools as teachers and have been able to kind of keep that secret on the low because there just has to be too many strippers that go on, that don't have careers in stripping, that go on to have a life in a marriage. And it's just that world, secret in their past.
If
it's
a black news world, if it's a white news channel, they probably even know about the Players Club. And she was under 25. She was 22?
Nobody would know. And
like, I can see you stripping for
from
18 to 22 and then getting to be at 27, you're a news anchor.
Yeah. And the club wasn't that popular. So nobody of note. Right. Would know. I imagine, she's at the club, even though she's Diamond to us, she's a one more nameless, faceless kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do some awards real quick. Sure. We'll do awards and some rankings. MVP. Who's the MVP?
MVP would be,
it's hard.
Ronnie. She's my favorite.
Yeah.
She my favorite.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm being honest, even though she put herself in these situations, mm-hmm. but she got herself out of it too. Diamond.
Kind of by Diamond. Default.
Yeah, yeah. She went to school. And so would you strip to pay for college? Mm-hmm. I feel like she always wanted to do good. She never wanted to take the easy way out.
Yeah.
And stripping is the only way that she can make some real money fast in that area. This is Atlanta in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she could bust tables, yes.
Yeah.
But she should have bust tables. If that's the case, she should have bust tables at night and worked at the shoe store during the day.
Right.
But then how would you go to college?
Again.
So, at that
as
point.
As a single mom.
It probably makes sense that she's stripped because she can just do that, make twice or three times as much money in those 6-7 hours. Then she could. So, now she did what she had to do.
Has to be the MVP, and Diamond's the best choice.
Right.
LVP.
LVP is Lance.
Okay.
Lance, he wasn't, he didn't do shit, but he didn't even live there, actually, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm saying? Or no, I think he moved out. No, he didn't live there.
Right.
Lance was a buster, bro.
He's a buster.
I didn't think he was at first, but I told you I wanted to go out tonight.
Yeah.
You rather dance in front of them niggas at the stupid ass club. You met me at the club.
You met me at that club.
You know, like, he's a sucker.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have messed her, I met her and then wifed her up and then we have an issue with her job.
And then smashed her cousin.
And smashed her. I'm talking about it was an accident. I was coming here looking for you, wanted to talk to you, and you ended up in the bed naked, nigga. Come on, bro.
He's a loser. But to me, the LVP is Diamond's mom. You know, I think the daddy is the villain.
Right.
Diamond's mom is fucking pointless. She's not advocating. She doesn't advocate for Diamond.
Mm-hmm. She lets her husband allow her, their daughter, to strip as opposed to pay for college. She wants to go to college.
Yeah.
I can say she don't want to go to college.
She invites her niece up and doesn't take any responsibility.
Knowing your sister, your daughter's a stripper.
Knowing your daughter's a stripper.
Tell your sister, hey,
to come.
She can come hang with me.
She should be living with you.
Hang with Diamond, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pointless. How many fists?
Five for sure.
Yeah,
five for sure. And for me, this is a hood tale, a hood mm-hmm. movie, and it tells me it's funny.
Yeah,
it's sexy. It's hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's just legendary characters.
Yeah.
Bernie, Jamie, Clyde, AJ Jamal, rest in peace,
mm-hmm.
Alex Thomas. You got the hood stuff. You got Ronnie, sexy ass. I'm a huge fan of her.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything to me to tell a story. This is one of the movies that's kind of like Mall Cops or kind of like,
yeah,
you know, one of those independent, like if it wasn't a black film, it would be something like that. It would be something like a Superbad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not two different types of movies, but uh-huh. like as far as on the scale, Superbad didn't seem like it had a lot of money behind it.
Yeah, right.
But it was funny as hell, and it was high school tale. And this didn't have a lot of money behind it, but it gave me everything I needed. You
know For me, Players Club, I want to give it a 4
mm-hmm.
because it's kind of like a 4. But I think it's one of those movies that, like, you need to watch to get your black card certified.
Of course.
You need to see it. Mm-hmm. You need to see, because there's a lot of cultural references. You need to see Bernie Mac working like Come he's on, working. Man. So I'm going to give the Players Club a 4.9.
Ooh.
Just shy of a 5. It's not an all-time classic for me. Mm-hmm. But it's really high up there. It's
crazy.
It's really high up there.
I respect your rate. But
and the thing is that after the rewatch, and I found so many things that didn't make sense, mm-hmm. that's where it doesn't get that one percentage point to get it over to the 5. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, you know, but I'm really going to have a lot of fun, like, breaking down some things. Like, Lance mm-hmm. the Buster, Ronnie the Pop, but we gotta stop.
Lance ain't nobody. That's why Lance ain't nobody. He was the LVP for me.
He's the LVP.
But I get why Moms is. Moms served no purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 5 for me. And if you put other movies in this genre,
mm-hmm.
white or black.
Yeah.
I feel like it give me a black movie, give me a white movie. Not you necessarily, mm-hmm. but that's better than this one in the same type of film.
Yeah, it's paced well.
Hood
it's,
film.
It's shot well.
And even if it's white, white yep. hood film.
Great independent movie.
Like,
yep.
like, give me something. Like, I think in the, you get nothing. You get no better than Bernie Mac.
And it had a great soundtrack.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, how is it not? And it's part of our culture.
It's 5.
It's a blockbuster.
It's a 5. It's a 5.
Yeah, think it's of a like, 5. Can you think of blockbusters? You think of like Friday,
mm-hmm.
The Wood, Coming to America,
Players
you
Club.
Know, Players Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me. But, yeah. I do see chinks in his armor.
Yeah.
But I could almost find anything wrong with even the best movies.
Yeah.
Maybe not Malcolm X. Maybe not X, but like.
It's a fun movie. It's really fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that universe while I'm there.
Right.
And kudos to Q for his directorial debut. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boom. Yes, indeed, man. Love it. All right. Shout out to Adele Givens' Tricks.
Yeah.
Great. I forgot when she was in there doing it.
My favorite part was she woke up. How you doing?
Right. How you doing? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, indeed. All right, y'all. That was Players Club.
This is a real quick one for him.
A real quick one, man. Yeah. This is a recap of the recap.
Yep.
I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Who am I on this episode?
Skin tone. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Making it precipitate.
Man, catch us next time on Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, correct.
Be good or be good at it. We out of here. Pew to the max.
Blackbusters.